Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a rapid synthesis, three major cyber fronts, organized crime takedowns, a big jump in mobile payment theft, and, well, persistent nation-state threats. We've got quite a bit to cover, so let's dive right in, starting with law enforcement catching up with a key ransomware player.
Yeah, we're talking about the Conti operation here, specifically the extradition of Alexei Litvinenko. He's a 43-year-old Ukrainian national. Brought over from Ireland to the U.S.
Okay, and his alleged role in Conti.
He was apparently handling the stolen data side of things, sending out the ransom notes during their double extortion attacks.
Double extortion. Right, that's where they steal the data before encrypting, so they can threaten to leak it, too.
Exactly. Two levers to pressure victims. And Litvinenko was reportedly involved in that right up until Conti supposedly shut down around mid-2022.
And Conti itself, I mean, the scale was huge, wasn't it?
Oh, massive. Over $150 million extorted, more than 1,000 victims worldwide. And the FBI pointed out Conti malware hit more critical infrastructure than any other variant. Really significant impact.
But didn't the Conti brand disappear? I remember reading that.
The brand did, yeah. But the people, not so much. They didn't just stop. It seems they sort of broke off into smaller cells or maybe joined up with or even took over other big groups. Think Black Cat, Black Basta.
So taking down the brand name maybe doesn't really stop the actual criminals. They just adapt.
It definitely raises questions, doesn't it? How effective that strategy is long-term against these, like, fluid structures. And speaking of things spreading fast, let's pivot to something hitting consumers directly. This huge surge in NFC mobile malware.
Right. This is affecting Android users, primarily in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, the reports show over 760 malicious apps popping up recently, mostly targeting Russia, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia.
And it's not just stealing bank logins, it's different. How does it work?
It's clever, in a nasty way. It abuses Android's host card emulation, or HCE. Basically, HCE lets your phone act like your contactless card for payments.
Okay.
This malware hijacks that. It can either emulate your card details or steal them to make payments. They call them ghost tap payments.
Ghost tap. So the phone makes a payment without the owner actually tapping it.
Precisely. The malware crafts a response to the point of sale terminal, making it think a legitimate tap happened. The thief doesn't even need to be nearby with a physical phone.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty scary. How are these apps spreading?
The usual way, unfortunately. They impersonate big, trusted banks, Santander, VTB, Tinkoff, tricking users into downloading them.
Got it. So from organized crime adapting to widespread consumer fraud, now let's shift to the high-end nation-state stuff.
Right. A couple of big things here. First, there's CISA pushing federal agencies hard to patch a VMware vulnerability.
TVE 2025-41244 in VMware Tools and Area Operations.
That's the one. High severity allows privilege escalation. And the deadline CSET is November 20th. Pretty urgent.
Why the rush? Is it being actively exploited?
It is. And they've linked the exploitation to UNC 5174. That's a known Chinese state-sponsored actor, works as a contractor for their Ministry of State Security, the MSS.
Uh-huh. And these guys have a history, right? Didn't they jump on the Screen Connect flaw really fast, too?
Exactly. They're known for weaponizing vulnerabilities quickly. So CISA's urgency makes sense. But perhaps even more concerning is the breach at Ribbon Communications.
Ribbon?
Yeah.
They're a big telecom provider, right? Work with government, DOD, big carriers like Verizon.
They are. And they got breached. The really shocking part is the timeline. Evidence suggests a nation-state actor, possibly China's Salt Typhoon group based on the tactics, got in as early as December 2024.
December 2024.
Yeah. And the breach wasn't detected until September 2025.
Wait, so nearly a full year. They were inside for almost a year undetected.
That's what it looks like. A very long dwell time.
What did they access?
Well, during that time, they managed to access files related to several Ribbon customers. And critically, this access happened via two external laptops.
External laptops. So maybe already compromised machines used to pull data out?
That seems likely. It points towards, you know, long-term patient espionage, not a quick smash and grab. They were targeting Ribbon's infrastructure and, likely, its key customer data.
So when you put it all together, Conti's morphing structure, the explosion of NFC fraud, this incredibly patient Ribbon breach, what's the common thread?
I think it really is persistence, isn't it? Whether it's organized crime finding new ways to operate after a takedown, or fraudsters rapidly exploiting new tech, or a state actor willing to sit quietly inside a network for months.
They're all playing a long game.
Absolutely. They adapt, they wait, they persist. And maybe the really chilling thought to leave you with is this. What does it mean for, say, critical infrastructure security when attackers can stay hidden inside a major communications provider for almost 12 months? That level of undetected persistence. Well, that's a challenge we're facing right now.